Right now, a new startup project out of UW-Madison's Discovery to Product program uses maps as storytelling devices to retrace our steps and find out how we became who we are today. Dean Olson is a UW-Madison grad and the founder of a program called Life Mapping. Twists and turns in his own life took him from Madison to New York and back, where he had to rebuild his life from the ground up. Dean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, the story of Life Mapping is also the story of your life in a way.
Yeah.
Talk about where you were. Things went pretty wrong for you.
Oh, things went real wrong. I was an executive in the advertising world in New York, in London, and the family disease of alcoholism found me. Mm-hmm. And probably easier to find me in the advertising field too, because there's a lot of use there. And so what I found was I was just sinking and sinking. I'd been fired from quite a few jobs. And I was living in New York on the Upper East Side, about half a block from the Museum of Art there. Very nice part of town. Mm-hmm. But I was a falling down, literal drunk.
And you ended up, your family helped you get into some rehab.
Mm-hmm.
But the condition was you had to not stay in New York, not go home to Chicago. You ended up coming to Wisconsin,
right.
Back to Wisconsin.
Right. I got the bachelor's from here and in geography, and I still had some friends here, and they had set things up and they said, you know, why don't you come back here, which sounds strange, to come back here to actually sober up. Mm-hmm. But I did.
And let's get into, you were a geography major, mm-hmm. and maps ended up being a big part of your story. Talk about, you were working with a man who had Alzheimer's disease,
yep.
And that's where the maps entered the picture.
That's true. After I cleaned myself up, about the only places that would hire me were these care facilities. And so I began working with a physician, and when I showed him a map of the Georgetown area, he said, oh, I know this. And he began sharing stories that he probably hadn't thought of in years.
The map triggered these stories.
Yes. And it was really cool, because it was hard for him to remember where he even was, but he could remember all about the dorm in which he lived.
So that set you to thinking. So talk, mm-hmm. about the path from there to this idea of a structured system to, mm-hmm. use maps to help us tell our stories.
Well, I needed to find a new profession. And so I was here in town, and there was a GIS certificate program which I applied for and was accepted into, and I began to see that I could actually make an interactive map that could help folks retell their stories place by place.
And GIS, that's a geographic information system. So, mm-hmm. using maps to tell stories.
Right.
Basically,
right. Yeah. And so I found out that the concept was well within the realm of the possible.
So how did you start to try to put that into practice?
Well, the folks in the Department of Geography here were really, really helpful. And they provided me with the expertise, the skills, and the emotional support for me to start over.
We're talking to Dean Olson. He's a UW-Madison grad who came back here. He's working on a program called Life Mapping, using maps to help us visualize the stories of our lives. Now, this is still in the works, but Dean, paint us a picture of what this would actually look like. If I sat down and tried life mapping, what would I do? What would I get out of it?
Okay, well, today is the first day that we are live.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes, yes. And folks should go to the website at lifemapping.co. I'm sure folks can tell I have a little stutter.
Sure.
And that's cool. And then at first, this is a website where you go and map your actual path through life. Mm-hmm. And we start off where you were born, and then we include in all your homes and where you went to school and where you worked. And then we begin to ask you questions about where was your first kiss? Where and when had you first thought that there might be a God? And these can be quite intimate, or they can be, please explain the trip to school. But on a more fundamental level here, life mapping is about stories and about the importance of stories. We have much, much peer-reviewed research that says stories and story sharing makes for stronger families, more resilient children, elders who are less depressed and spend less time in the hospital. It's just really all a positive thing.
And when I've done this and I've created my life map with the stories attached to it, I could do it just for me,
yep.
Or I could,
mm-hmm.
if I choose, selectively share it with others, right?
Yes. Yes. And the sharing is actually pretty exciting because, you know, I think it's a good thing for us to know ourselves, but I think it's really fundamental for us to share our stories of strength, our stories of overcoming obstacles with the people who are close to us, so they know that they have someone to turn to when things maybe aren't so hot for them.
And what has this meant, bringing it back to your story, what has this meant for you as you mapped your own life but also figured out a way to share this concept with others?
Well, it has provided me with a focus in life. It has provided me with a reason to stay sober. It has provided me with a goal which I think is spiritual. I think that this sharing of stories and hearing other folks' stories saved my life, and it made me see that I could be the hero of my own life. I want to share that with folks around my age so they can recall the events of their life and see that, you know, I have been the hero of my own life, and I should share that with my family, especially the younger members.
I'll say I love this idea as a kind of a map nerd myself, but also I've been going through old pictures and a lot of stuff lately,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and we have so much data about our lives in a way, like with the mm-hmm. pictures, with what we've done, where we've lived, and it's hard to make sense of it all. This is a way to give it something to hang all that data from.
Right. Right. This would work especially well with a photo collection. But what it can do is it can turn the facts you have into stories. And folks respond to stories. They don't really respond to the facts nearly as much.
So this is live today. Have you guinea pigged this with some other people?
We have, but it's still kind of rough.
Uh-huh.
But I think folks will find that it works pretty well. You know, it might look not quite what I'd hope for, but we're going to be putting in a lot of tweaks.
This is a beta sort
yes,
of right now.
Yes, this is a beta.
But even with the rough draft versions, I can imagine people really getting hooked on this. What's been the response when you've done this with people?
The people have said, we love this. This is so cool. And you know, it's made me so happy that this really seems to hit a chord with folks, especially folks around my age, 50 plus.
But you do the map. It's all your past, but I assume there's still room to add.
Yes.
Because you're not done.
Yes, right. You are not actually dead yet. So, we encourage you to plow forward here. You know, it's sort of like a Facebook, but for the important stories, for the important people.
And going through and doing this in the past, I imagine it might help you or others chart a course for the future.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. I mean, at the very least, it provides me with the courage to know I have overcome some really hard stuff, and I'm a lot stronger than I sometimes think I am, and I want everyone to have that same experience.
Dean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Dean Olson. He's the founder of Life Mapping, a new startup out of UW-Madison's Discovery to Product program. It uses maps as a way to help us tell our life stories. Search for Life Mapping, lifemapping.com.
.co, not com.
Lifemapping.co, and you can check it out. They're looking for people to try out the beta version.